As the city of St. Petersburg considers its spending priorities for the next fiscal year, local activists plan to rally on the steps of City Hall. They're calling on the city to divest from the St. Pete Police Department and funnel greater funding into public housing and social programs. Carla Correa is a volunteer organizer with the St. Pete Tenants Union and a member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Both groups are organizing the rally. She said while the city has proposed giving the St. Pete Police Department a $5 million budget increase for the next fiscal year, other community needs are still unmet.
We're having so many issues with housing. The rents are skyrocketing. We haven't seen decisive action from city council on housing.
In a news release about the rally, the local tenants union wrote that it's been 2 years since the murder of George Floyd when millions took to the streets to protest racism and police brutality and to demand a system that works for the people and not for profit. Activist groups are calling on city leaders to reallocate money within the city budget to fund a public housing program, as well as free public transit, legal support for tenants at risk for eviction, and a city-owned grocery co-op on the majority black South Side. Correa said they also want to see additional money proposed for the police department to instead be invested in an existing mental health crisis responder program. That program dispatches unarmed crisis workers to respond to nonviolent 911 calls in the community instead of police.
We would like to see that program funded. It's barely being funded, only a little bit more than $1 million, while, the police are getting $130 million.
Activists first announced their May 25th rally in a public budget meeting last week. Nearly two dozen community members provided public comment. Almost all addressed the issue of housing, including William Kilgore, who also organizes with the St. Pete Tenants Union.
Things that actually work to help people, material benefits such as right to counsel, fund the people, not the police, to crack down on people.
Mayor Ken Welch also attended the budget meeting. He said while he's open to new ideas on how to address the current housing crisis, he's not open to divesting from law enforcement.
I'm always open for a conversation. What I'm not open to is defunding our police department. Our police are accountable. They do a good job. We're going to hold them to be accountable. But it's not an either or. We can do both.
Two more public hearings for the budget will take place in September before the finalized budget goes into effect October 1st. Activists plan to rally tonight to uplift their demands to defund the police and invest in housing and social service programs. For WMNF, I'm McKenna Schuler.